Good morning, and Jai Masiki. Jai Masiki means praise the Lord, praise to the name of Jesus. So first of all, I just want to thank God for this wonderful opportunity and privilege to be amongst you all. And I want to thank Pastor Craig for inviting me and giving me this place. And thank you, church, for praying for us. All of your support and prayers have been real encouragement for us. This month, we'll be completing 15 months as a family in Canada. And we are so thankful to God for all his provisions, how he provided things for us, and all the arrangements that he did for us. We are so thankful for that. But today, this time that God has given to me, I want to share my heart for the mission and the vision that we have. And you've been hearing about the Great Commission from past some weeks, and that's a good place to start with. He said, go and make disciples. As you go, make disciples. That is supposed to be our lifestyle. And before I begin to share what is in my heart, I've written some things, but I also trust, let the Holy Spirit give me the words to speak for each one of us here. But I would start with an encouragement, and the encouragement is that all the Punjabi Christian believers that I've met so far last year, hearing their testimonies and their faith stories, what I have found out is that in the last 3 decades, all and most of the Punjabi converts from Sikhism or Hinduism, whoever, who came to become believers in Jesus Christ are not the result of the evangelism from Punjabi people, but they are believers because of the result of the evangelism from local white Canadians. And we all need to understand this, because it's very easy for people to believe and think that this person who have come from India is the savior of the Punjabi community. But it's not like that. We all are part of the same kingdom of heaven, and we all have to work in unity and in collaboration to see the movement of God take place. And we all will have to do that. And so this is all about building relationships. And we've been talking about this. The leaders here, they have been talking about this, that we need to build up relationships. And it's not about just sharing the gospel right away with the people, but it's about connecting with them. And we are called to love our neighbors like ourselves. That's what Jesus said, that love your neighbors as yourself. And it's such a simple word, but still it's so powerful. How can we love our neighbors whom we don't know? They are strangers to us. They've been living into our neighborhoods for so long, maybe. But sometimes we think that we don't know their culture, we don't know their language, and so we are reluctant to approach to them. Me and my wife and our kids, our family, we sometimes go for prayer walks. Sometimes into the random neighborhoods too, where we don't know who people are. And sometimes in the places we live on, off the Clearbrook Road, and there's a church there, and around that church there are so many Punjabi homes. So once we were having a prayer walk there, just walking our kids too, and some stranger lady, older lady, she just started to converse with my wife. And then, you know, being an Indian and thinking that Canada and America, you know, these countries are Christian countries. So the people here, those who are unbelievers, they would have at least a little sense of who Jesus is. That is what we, coming from India, think and believe that. But in this 1 year, I have realized that there are so many people who don't even know what is behind the walls in the churches, what's going on in the churches. So that lady asked us who we are, when did we come, and all those introductions. And so they don't know anything about church. They don't know what goes inside the church, what is the Sunday service look like, and what do they talk about Jesus. They don't know anything. So she asked my wife, what does your husband do? So she said, he's a pastor. And she doesn't know what a pastor means. They don't know anything about Christianity, in other words. And so it's a big challenge for me and all of us. Because these people are, we are talking specifically about the Punjabi community because they are high in number. Because the reason we are here is that in 2018, the people who are our teammates now, colleagues, you might be knowing Mr. Doug and Sherry, We work with Multiply. And they shared this thing, and I was translating for them in one of our annual conferences in India. And they shared that in Abbotsford, 35% of the population are South Asians, and the majority of them are Punjabis. And there is not a single church. And I'm talking about 2018. There was not a single church, Punjabi congregation, who are actively involved in disciple making and reaching out to the people. So that was the time that really God spoke to me, and that was when this vision was birthed into our hearts that we need to come to Canada. So anyways, God brought us here, and we are all called to love our neighbors like ourselves. So we talk about the Punjabi community. I'll just give you a little bit of things what we have observed, that they're a very well-established community here. They have their own worship places too, which are significantly, you know, we can see it. And they have big houses, like hotels. Yeah, you, like initially we were not even able to understand, are these houses or these are hotels where you can book? And they have good jobs, they have great businesses, they have strong community bonding, and it's a completely insulated community. When they come here, they try to be even more controlled by their own community. They just want to be closed to hear anything about Christianity, because for them, Christianity is a white religion. White people's religion. So these are the barriers that are in existence for many, many years. They have also faced racism. They have faced so many other things in their lives. So they are closed to hearing the gospel. But these barriers cannot be neglected. But on the other hand, these barriers cannot stop us as well. So what do? If we see the barriers in front of us, the only thing as people with vision is that we need to build bridges. The bridges of relationships, friendships, and hospitality. I completely understand the fears that we all have. I do have the fear. Sometimes we are reluctant, and sometimes it's scary how to approach the people because we don't know. But we've been here now for a year, and it becomes so comfortable. Like everything here is so comfortable. You walk, and you don't even have to open up the doors. You know, they open automatically. Everything is so easy. It's so comfortable. So it's very difficult to take the steps that can be problematic for us. We could face rejection. We could face insults. We could face persecution, opposition, many things. But we as Christian and as the ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven should be ready to face anything and everything that comes in our ways. It might seem scary, but it would be very exciting to see what God can do. So the question is that how can we do this if there are barriers and we have to build the bridges? Let's start with the intentional prayer that Pastor Craig had already mentioned, that we need to pray. That's the first thing. But this prayer has to be intentional, very intentional. Because it's not just praying that, Lord, please bring these people, this Punjabi community into faith. It takes more than that. We'll have to pay a price for that. Maybe you are praying for your neighbors and they knock at your door in the middle of night and they say, oh, I saw the vision of Jesus Christ. Tell me about Jesus. We'll have to pay the price for that. And then they would say, oh, our parents have kicked us out of the house now. What should we do? We cannot say, oh, Jesus will take care of you. Just believe. We'll have to be ready to sacrifice our time, our money, our efforts, our comfort, many things. So let's start with the intentional prayer. The second thing is then we need to start building relationships. And as Pastor Craig was mentioning about 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 15 and 16, that we need to be ready to give answer to the people, but with gentleness and humility and love. All that we have observed so far is that even I don't know the Punjabis here. I don't understand because they are not like the Punjabis in India. They are more Canadian than they are Indian. They have hobbies like you. They like to go to Tim Hortons and Starbucks. They cheer for the same sports teams as you do. They are just, most of them, they are just brown on the outside, but they are white inside. Yeah. There are challenges. The first generations They don't know much of English, so they have their own struggles. They want to be in the community where they speak their own language. And so it's like so wonderful to see that, you know, most of the people, they don't even need to learn English. Because it's such a majority of people here, Punjabis, that they can survive without learning English. So that's the first generation. Second and third generation are more blended into the Canadian culture here. And as I told you, that it's the result of the local white Canadians that most of the Punjabis in the last 3-4 decades have come to faith because of the evangelism and obedience to the gospel. Anyways, we are associated with many MB churches in this city, and we would love to help you and to join you in prayers at your homes with your friends and neighbors. We are more than ready for doing that if you want us to be a part of that. But it will all be low-key thing. It's not that we'll come and just share the gospel right away and spoil your relationship with your friends and neighbors. But we need to do something. We have to start from somewhere. Try to visit Indian grocery stores like Fruticana, Sabzi Mandi, and these places. Just try to visit those places. Try to go into the aisles where you see only the Indian stuff. I would be curious to see what your experience would be when you see the things that you have never seen before. The spices, all the things which are very Indian and only Indians would buy that. Try to buy those things. Try to invite your friends and neighbors into your homes. If you are praying for your neighbor and you don't know the color of the living wall of their home, no need of praying for them. If your neighbors don't know the color of your living room wall, it's very strange. We'll have to start building up a relationship with them. Explore the markets. Try to find these things that you've never seen. You've been given an opportunity by God to do missions across the street in your neighborhood. Pastor Craig mentioned that, you know, imagine that a year from now, you are a missionary in Africa. But I would just add a little thing into that, that God made another plan for you. He said he used persecution in the first century and dispersed all the believers from Jerusalem to Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And wherever they went, they planted churches. They shared the gospel. But now God made the plan, and that is called immigration. And he's brought all those people into your neighborhoods, into your backyards. So now for the missionary work, we don't even need to go to other countries. All we need to go is just across our streets. We have all kinds of people there. And we can do something that we cannot even imagine. Talking about these things are very easy. From here, in the rooms, it's very easy to talk. Let's do mission. But it feels good and it excites us too. But let's try it out and trust on the Lord and see what God can and will do through us and in us. We can make a big difference. Even like Peter, he was a fisherman, not educated. He would have never thought that centuries and centuries after he's gone, theologians, doctorates, people who have done their doctorates, they would be writing books about Peter, who was a fisherman, explaining and interpreting what he has said in his letters. And Bible says it's not by power, it's not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. We will be providing training for the people who are interested in having more information about Punjabi people and their culture, probably next month or something. We'll provide a training for the church here. But meanwhile, we have a sign-up sheet for you today. And if you would want us to connect with you for any questions or information regarding this vision that we have, and if you want to build up bridges with your neighbors and friends that you are already engaged with. I believe God has brought us here so that all of us could come together in faith, vision, prayer, to see the kingdom of God come on the earth. Let's dream for a great revival. Let's dream for that. People, all of us, we are saved through grace by the gospel that we have heard. maybe from our friends, maybe from our parents, maybe from somebody else. But we are saved, but there are still people who are living in darkness. And all we know is that Jesus is our Savior and He died for us. But the other dimension of the gospel is the gospel of kingdom. And He's not just a Savior dying on the cross, but He's a King of kings in that. And we are not just sinners seeking everyday help that, Lord, please save us. We are the citizens of the kingdom of heaven. Let's wake up every day thinking with this perspective that we are the citizens of the kingdom of heaven. And God has blessed us with the rights and authorities to reach out to these people. It's not the eloquency of our speech. It's not the power and talents that we have that will actually save these people. But it's actually the power of the gospel that will save. And we need to slip those things into their lives through our character, through how we live. And that is going to bring a mighty change. So let's dream for a great revival. And let's also pray to God that, Lord, we want to be a part of that big movement. We just don't want to be spectators and just hearing the testimonies of this great revival and movement, but let's be a part of that movement. And God will create history through us, I believe. Let's pray. Lord, I just want to thank you for this wonderful time. Thank you for the opportunity to share, Lord. Lord, we pray that and we come in unity for this vision and for this mission to reach out to these people, especially the Punjabi community. They are huge in number in this city, Lord, but they need you. Behind these big mansions that they have built are broken relationships. They are suffering from so many things and they don't even know. They're living in darkness. Use us, Lord. You have called us the light of this world. Let this light shine in those dark places so that they would join with us to glorify your name. Thank you, Lord. Bless all the people here in this church, Lord. We as a family want to praise you, glorify you through our lives for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.